You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
Joining us on the Trocare College Live Line this morning, tech reporter Mike Dubusky, taking a look at the week's big tech news, which this week, Mike, it's all about Apple and their AI, which in this case is Apple Intelligence, I guess, but
yes.
It's finally being released to the public.
Yeah, there's a good chance that you or your listeners have probably heard of Apple Intelligence because it's been all over the marketing for the new iPhone 16. Apple actually pulled the wraps off its take on this generative artificial intelligence game all the way back in June at WWDC, their annual developer conference. They made big promises about what this technology can do. They said Siri was going to get a lot smarter. They were going to integrate with products from OpenAI like ChatGPT. And now, months later, we're getting our first look at exactly how that's going to show up in the real world in a new software update that anyone who has a newer iPhone, meaning a iPhone 15 Pro or any of the iPhone 16s, they're going to be able to download this update this week, and they're going to basically get two main AI Apple Intelligence features. One is a photo editing tool where you can go into your photos, you can circle things that you don't want to be there, and using artificial intelligence, the technology will erase them and fill in the background. This is a feature that we've seen on other phones in the past. Google has had this feature for a few years now. Now it's going to be available to iPhone customers. The other big update comes to the notifications. They call this notification summaries, where you get a bunch of different notifications to your phone, whether they be emails, text messages, etc. Apple says using artificial intelligence, they're going to be able to summarize all those notifications so you can quickly, at a glance, just get updated on what your phone wants to tell you, what all those notifications mean to you, and you can move on with your day. There's some other smaller stuff that's coming to this week as well. For example, Siri is going to get not any new functionality, but a new look, and there are transcriptions now available in phone calls, so you can kind of read along with what the person you're on the phone with is saying, in addition to listening to them. That might be helpful to a few people. However, if that all sounds kind of small potatoes, given how much Apple promised a few months ago, that is reasonable to think, because Apple is very much slow rolling the rollout of this Apple Intelligence feature. They say stuff like the smarter Siri, the ChatGPT integration, that's coming down the line.
Hey, you know, you mentioned the readout of phone calls and messages. Mm. Now, is that something that's just live, or yep, can you save a transcript of a phone call?
I believe you'll be able to go back and look through old phone calls.
Oh,
and
this is great.
The Mike, broader idea here, too, is kind of interesting, where, you know, again, this is something that Apple is promising. You know, we will have to get our hands on it to see how it works in the real world. But they say you'll be able to search through your phone and say, hey, I was on the phone with Brian, you know, a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about this really good barbecue restaurant in Buffalo, for example, but I don't remember exactly what he said. You know, your phone will, using this Apple Intelligence, be able to go back and kind of find what that is and surface that information for you. That's the promise. We've seen this stuff go wrong in the past before, guys. It was not so long ago that Google introduced artificial intelligence into Google search, and that was pretty big embarrassment for them, at least in the weeks after they launched it. It started telling people to, you know, put glue on pizza and hallucinating in some pretty weird ways. I think that's also why you're seeing Apple really start to slow roll this rollout of this artificial intelligence technology.
You know where this came from. This is like somebody on the phone with their wife, and they said, you know, hey, what do you want for what are we doing for dinner? And then, you know, one thing is said, and then, you know, something else. Then you meet at the end of the day, and there's big, no, I never said that. And, you know, now I got the transcript right here. I can go back.
You got the receipts. That's important. Yeah. And you can imagine, like, that is a genuinely helpful and useful application of artificial intelligence.
But it can be troubling, too, right?
100%. We talked about the Google search integration. It's not just limited to Google search. Other smartphones have deeply integrated artificial intelligence in the last year. If 2023 was all about AI software, 2024 is really about AI hardware and what, you know, phones and chips and processors, you know, are necessary to run this technology. I'll just give you another example, not to pick on Google here, but the Google Pixel 9, in addition to being able to erase things in your photos, can now generate new stuff and overlay it on top of your photos. And pretty quickly after that phone was released, people were, just to test the limits of it, introducing, you know, pretty, you know, scary content, generating car crashes and plane crashes in their photos and what have you, just to show that this stuff can be misused pretty easily. It's one thing if you have to go to a website or know, you know, how large language models work in order to generate that content. It's another thing if the Googles and the Apples of the world are now putting it in everyone's pocket.
Yeah, it kind of blurs what's real and what isn't. What about the Mac?
Yeah, so this week is all about the Mac in Apple's world. So instead of doing a traditional hour, 2 hour long live streamed event where they show off all the new products, we're getting kind of like a new announcement every day of this week. An Apple a day, if you'll forgive the pun. We've already gotten our look at the first one that they've unveiled. It's a new iMac. This is their desktop computer. It's an all-in-one. You don't need a separate, you know, kind of tower or anything like that. This is just a computer. It now runs the M4 processor. It's big news in the sense that it is a lot faster than the old M1 chip from a couple years ago. That will make it much easier to do sort of productivity tasks. They say that this is now optimized to run certain games and what have you. And of course, it will be able to underpin a lot of these artificial intelligence features that we've been talking about. So much of this goes back to the processors, right? Like the reason that you're only going to be able to play around with Apple Intelligence on newer iPhones or newer iPads or newer Macs is because they need these fancier processors that are able to handle the heavy load of computing power that AI demands. Separately from the AI stuff, there are some new colors, very pastel sort of colors on the iMac, and the cameras are kind of interesting. So you have a webcam built into the top of the computer that will give you a center stage camera, which will follow you around the room if you're on a video call and walking around, and it will also be able to display a desk view. So in addition to, you know, filming you as you're on a video call with someone, it can also, through an interesting sort of alchemy of camera technology, show the desk in front of you in case you wanted to do a demonstration, if you're a teacher or something like that. That's kind of an interesting application of that. We're also expecting later this week some updates to the MacBook line and to the Mac Mini, which is their smaller sort of self-contained computer. You can imagine it's going to be kind of similar stuff. Not so much on the design front, more on the internal hardware front, pointed at all that AI technology.
Okay. All stuff we'll be watching for, and appreciate the time. Mike, thanks so much. Mike Dubusky, tech reporter, joining us live here on WBEM.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app